The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio with the Daphne Davis Show this hour as we are here. And Daphne, we spent the first segment of today's hours talking about your mind, your body, that three-legged stool, which is nutrition,
hydration
and medication, and really having that in balance and key. And I think those were really important. So we move from body. Now we're going to go into mind. And mind is big. It's our brain. It's all the different aspects of mental health. And Daphne, you're a really good resource when we really don't know what's going on with mom or dad. Maybe they're isolating themselves a little bit more. Maybe they all of a sudden say, I don't want to be going out of the house. There might be some fear factors, all different things. What are your thoughts about those kind of signs?
I personally think that having a healthy mind is kind of the beginning of looking at holistic health when we're having more birthdays. Mm-hmm. And many times, and I want to kind of present a new concept of thinking. Think about each one of us having a finite amount of energy to get through each day. Mm-hmm. And think about yourself as a listener right now. Am I surviving through my day or am I living through my day? Mm. Am I in kind of a semi-crisis mode where things aren't as automatic for me anymore? I have to think about, and don't get worried. We all walk into a room and forget about what we were going to do. But that's moving into that survival instead of living. Mm-hmm. And so there are times when we can protect our mind through having added support. Mm-hmm. Now, as the listener right now, whether you're the elder or not, think about the added support that you may get maybe from your church community, making sure that you have your Friday afternoon to get with your girlfriends. That's a form of support that kind of lets you check out from the survival daily mechanical things and kind of rejuvenates you a little bit. There's things that you could have your sons or daughters coming to help you with. Somebody might be, you know, pruning your roses in the spring for you, and you used to do that yourself.
Right.
That's a good thing. It's not a thing of oh my gosh, I'm losing my life. No, it's that you're wise and that you're allowing yourself to make choices about how do I want to use that finite amount of energy that I have in my brain, because we're going to have to work harder. It's
very
having
true.
Decades of life. That's
very
it's
true.
Normal. Mm-hmm. And so when we're thinking about our mind, I want you to think not just in terms of the automatic things we go to in terms of mental health, diseases of dementia, neurological diseases of Parkinson's, depression. You know, that's not where I want you to go. I want you to think in terms of how am I using my finite amount of energy that I have each day? Am I living or am I surviving?
Very good.
And if I'm in a survival mode, what things can I pass off to someone else? Or what things in my life really aren't that important for me to do anymore? So let me get to some specifics. Something like, I'm tired of cooking and thinking about what I'm going to eat every day. Does that ever cross anybody's mind? I just don't know what I'm going to have for lunch today. Oh, I'm not even hungry. I'm not going to eat lunch today. I'll just skip it. Or you get into folding the laundry now. And so then really you did skip lunch. And there goes that three-legged stool of nutrition is going to be a little bit lower. That might be something that you're like, I wonder how I could have someone else kind of figuring out my meals.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be something like just maintenance on your house, having a housekeeper come into your home that I really don't want to think about. Okay, am I strong enough today to actually get down on the floor and wash my kitchen floor?
Mm-hmm.
It needs it. Is that how I want to use my energy? Is that a living thing or is that a surviving thing?
Right.
So that's what I think about when I think about our mind health. How are we using, that's one aspect anyway, how are we using our energy that we have on a daily basis? And then in terms of thinking about the next chapter of life, we've all had chapters of life. We went to elementary school, went to college, got married, had kids, became an empty nester, retired from our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, chapters, they happen all the time. And now, whenever that magic age is, we're like, oh, I'm in the next chapter of life and I can't do everything that I did when I was 50.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
It's interesting that you say this. I have a dear friend. I won't mention her name, but she is now 80 years old. And I love her like family.
Mm-hmm.
I called her yesterday. It's like, how goes it? I'm bored. She's afraid of going out of her house. She knows that she's going to have to be in a wheelchair when she goes out. She lives alone. And that was a huge red light to me.
Mm-hmm.
Being bored, as usual, quote unquote, boredom leads to all kinds of things. And it concerns me. It concerns mm-hmm. me that she's isolating herself
mm-hmm.
Because she's not getting out and being social, you know, and she's an introvert as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to give them a little boost.
You do. And that moves into kind of that spirituality and the
yeah.
spirit of our person.
Yeah.
But in this actual mind area,
right.
it's just making a decision mm-hmm. that I can think about my mind,
right.
my energy level,
right.
my chapter of life, and none of this is bad.
But
none.
Yeah, but it's not surviving. It's
exactly.
I'm
choosing to live instead of survive.
Right.
If things are causing you stress, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I got to somehow go and pick up my medications, let's figure out how to get them delivered.
Yeah.
That's a survival thing. And that doesn't say, oh, now I can't drive to the pharmacy and go get my own medications. No, that is a wise person.
That's a choice.
It is. It's a wise person that says, that is really not the most important thing mm-hmm. for me to be able mm-hmm. to do. Instead, I want to be able to have some energy with my grandkids when they come over on Friday afternoon.
Exactly.
I'm not going to exhaust myself figuring out how to get to the pharmacy.
Right.
It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice.
I love that.
It's a matter of you saying, I am going to make decisions and I'm going to have a quality life. I'm not going to stay in survival mode, mm-hmm. maintenance mode. I'm going to be in living mode.
Mm-hmm. And it also could mean making a choice to move out of your family home because
yes.
it's overwhelming.
Yes.
But it's making that choice to move into a retirement living situation where these things are provided.
Exactly.
That you don't have to worry about home maintenance anymore.
Right.
It's making those choices that you have more of you to do the things that you love to do.
Exactly. Now, let's just extrapolate that a little bit. So you as a family, mm-hmm. let's say a husband and wife.
Yeah.
You've been in your home for 60 years and you're like, we're just going to keep muddling along and this is what we're going to do. And I'm, doggone it, I'm going to go out feet first from my house.
I've heard that.
But if you made the decision, the conscious decision to be in a living mode and you move to a community that has other like-minded people, mm-hmm. and that would be a part of what Pinnacle would help.
Right.
What are your highest values? What are the things that you're interested in? We'll move into kind of a bucket list in our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the things that are important to you? And think about how much purpose you could have in terms of influencing other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You may think that, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. But because you're being wise and proactive and you're doing things before you've mm-hmm. had a catastrophic event or before your three-legged stool has fallen apart, you have the energy to energize others.
Yes.
What a gift you're giving to take yourself out of your own home. You and your husband, you know, you and your wife mm-hmm. go to another community. And you have the spirit of living to mm-hmm. share with someone else.
And making the choices of, you know, I choose to go see the tulips.
Yeah.
I choose to not, you know, not have to clean my house anymore because they're going to do it for me.
Exactly.
I choose to, you know, eat gourmet meals every night and I can order off a menu.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about what am I going to cook tonight or why am I going to sit here and, you know, and have nothing to do.
Exactly. Or even, I want to go back to the idea of you could invite Pearl down the hallway who just needs the invitation of feeling important. Now, let's say you're the person who needs to feel important.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take the courageous step of saying, I don't want to just survive anymore.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, but my personality is shy and introverted. That's not me. Well, you move into a community that's gentle and not the beehive of energy, but understands people's personalities. And that's, again, where Pinnacle will help you find the right community. You move mm-hmm. there and you have a new friend
right.
that is inviting you. And
mm-hmm.
now the very thing that you may have been wishing for a lot of your life, you matter to somebody else.
Exactly.
And in that, you're giving them purpose.
Yes.
This is such a symbiotic community kind of thing. This is where we really, in the stage of life, this next chapter of life, that we get to give of ourselves in ways that we've never imagined.
Yeah.
In the smallest of ways you are giving to yourself.
Absolutely.
This week has been full of couples for me this week. And people who are struggling.
Valentine's.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of couples. And they're just struggling.
Yeah.
And I'm having the joy of being purposeful, mm-hmm. that people are inviting me into their journey of life and our team, and being able to help them discern what does this look like. Now, I want to talk just a second about, you may have been having these conversations with your family, and sometimes our mind and our spirit gets a little defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Our egos can show up.
Yep.
Our historic relationships with each other can show up. I have a family of 6 children right now that I'm working with, and
oh,
they all have different ideas for mom and dad.
As usual.
Yes. And but I have the joy of helping them stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a third party come in
Huge. And
help a family, let's say you're very functional. You all love each other. You get along. You're not snapping at each other. Still having that third party come out and paint a new picture
mm-hmm.
is valuable in terms of no one gets caught in hidden agendas. That's what Susie always talks about. That's her hot button.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Fran over here, she's all about the mechanics of something. And, you know, but you just get
it's
to forget about
story.
Those.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Have the third party come in and be able to share their skills to being able to open up new avenues for that next chapter of life.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's exciting.
It is. And everyone, Daphne's going to be back, and we're going to go into the spirit side, which we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, depression, all the different things that can happen, and how do we improve that side of life. And in the meantime, Daphne, how do we reach you? Because we didn't do it the last segment, and I want to, like, say, pick up the phone, call Daphne,
yes.
ask her your questions.
Yes.
So how do we reach you?
Well, the phone number is 855-734-1500. I almost forgot it for a minute because I don't dial it. But it's 855-734-1500. And then we also have a website that you can see a little picture of me and all of our team mm-hmm. there. So I encourage you to go.
And listen to Daphne's podcast. They're
yes,
all on her
they're
website.
all there. And that's at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
Well, I'm excited. And everyone, Daphne will be right back.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.